Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Excited to tell you we're doing this podcast from lovely Las Vegas at the Shop Talk Conference, which for Ann and myself is our favorite shop, our favorite retail conference of the year. It's where what we like to say, it's the Golden Globes of retail, really where the hippest and happiness of the retail industry get together every year. And they get together for exactly what it says, and that's to talk shop. And so the conference kicked off on Sunday. There are great panels of speakers throughout the day, and everything kicked off and got basically the conference got rocking around 5 o'clock, where we had all of the keynote addresses. And so what we thought we'd do for you today is just give you a quick summary of our thoughts on day one of Shop Talk and try to come at you each day this week with just a summary of our thoughts in a quick 5 minutes per usual. It was an exciting day, and I don't know what you thought, but I think just to start it off, I got really, really inspired by the founder and CEO of Shop Talk, Anil Agarwal, when he kicked everything off. Yeah. It's a completely different ethos from NRF, if you've ever been there. And it's all about learning and education, which I love. And there were a couple of quotes that I pulled from his speech that literally had me on the edge of my chair excited about this conference. He said a couple of things. He said, which some things I just never thought about. He said, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Mm-hmm. "And this conference is designed to enable you to spend more time with people you don't know, people with different points of view, so that you can learn and become something else." Because what he said is, the change that's happening in our industry is not going to happen in a linear fashion. The change that's happening is going to happen exponentially, and it's going to come quick. And so we need to talk shop. And so I got pretty pumped up. But then I hate to admit it, after they were done, after he was done and some of the other Shop Talk organizers were done, I got a little bummed out. And so, Ann, I'm curious, how did you feel in some of the keynotes? So we had, specifically, how did you feel when from Macy's?
Yeah, everybody knows my thoughts about their innovation strategy. And he did go over that. No surprise, really. I mean, the presentation felt like it was from...
Was it what you expected?
Yeah. Maybe worse.
Sadly. Worse.
I mean, okay. It was... The presentation felt stale. Like, it felt like it was from 2010, not 2018. And that was what was so surprising. I mean, you just kind of felt for him. I just felt sad for him up there. They showed a video of the mobile checkout, which I was most excited about, which was like any hype promo video that I would have expected. Of course, there was an associate at the desk for the video shoot, but, you know, in real life, we'll see how that plays out. So.
Right, absolutely. So all the fears you had, nothing he didn't do anything to allay your fears in our podcast last week around their new mobile checkout service, creating new bottlenecks, new points of friction.
No.
Or as you said, eliminating lines by creating more lines. You still left his presentation feeling like, just don't quite have a grip on yet where Macy's is going.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the big kahuna of the night? So I think everyone was waiting for Amazon. We had both the head of product for Amazon Go as well the technology for Amazon Go.
Right.
How did that come across for you before I am chomping at the bit to give my impressions?
I mean, it was exactly what I expected.
Was it?
You knew they weren't going to say anything. Yeah. They didn't. And I guess the one thing that I did think was interesting was that, you know, Jana admitted how they didn't understand, like, the actual operations part of it. She's got a product and tech background, and so I thought that was interesting for her to explain the challenges they went through about the actual food production and operations of the store in the physical sense. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I mean, I think for me it was... I wasn't expecting them to lift the covers up and show us everything inside or let us look under the hood, but I was shocked by remarkably how little they actually said. And so it started to make me wonder if this concept is really real or it's just the biggest head fake we've ever seen in retail, almost like the trail of breadcrumbs to go in the cave that they don't want us to go into or, you know, that they hope we go into and not find where they're really going. There just really wasn't a lot of substance to the conversation. There was a lot of time spent on just the difficulties of physical retail, like how to make a banh mi sandwich came up and things like that. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, there's got to be more to this than that. And so I'm starting to be a little skeptical if it's actually working or if it's right now it's just PR because, I don't know, they even sent two people out. The whole thing felt really strange to me. But, you know, it was great to get exposed to it. So, again, regardless of how I think we feel about everything, you know, like Anil said, you're seeing new points of view and you're forming points of view and curiosity for yourself. So excited about day two.
Yeah.
We look forward to coming back to you all again tomorrow. And as always, be careful out there.